It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team opened Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play with a 74-69 overtime win Wednesday night inside Arleigh Bryan Gymnasium. The T-Birds now hold a 7-0 record to start the 2024-2025 season. Freshman Elijah Savon led four T-Birds in double figures with 19 points on 6 of 10 shooting and 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Savon also yanked down 8 rebounds, helping an undersized Cloud County team stay even on the glass with the Saints. Keon Garrett Miller had 16 points for his 6th double-digit scoring performance of the season. Redshirt freshman Matthew Garber collected a double-double with 14 points and 12 rebounds. Garber also had 4 three-pointers on the night. Freshman Sincere Burnett added 11 points. Cloud County will travel to Dodge City on Saturday at 3 p.m. Dodge City earned a 92-76 road win over Garden City in their conference opener Wednesday. The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team secured a 57-53 home win over Seward County Community College in its Kansas Jayhawk Community College opener on Wednesday at Arleigh Bryan Gymnasium. The T-Birds remain undefeated and improved to 6-0 with the victory. 9 different players scored for the T-Birds, led by sophomore Tiana Davis with 13 points. Freshman Liliana Peterson and freshman Talasia Thomas were right behind Davis with 11 points and 10 points, respectively. Cloud County will make its first road trip of the conference season Saturday for a 1 p.m. meeting with Dodge City Community College.